HKX Mobile. HKX, this is KO4NUEO. Patrick on this end.
Hey, Greer.
I'm cutting my day short. Not feeling the best in the world, so I'm heading up 25, heading home.
I hear you. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with that. Whereabouts you at?
Go under 11 on 25.
That's a good deal. So, where all'd you go today? What places do you service?
Over on 123, and I catch all the shops right there on 123 all the way up to 153. And then I do Berea, White Horse Road there, up toward Traveler's Rest, and then I come over and end up in Greer in the afternoon.
Well, listen, I work at a facility maintenance shop that services all of the big trucks and Humvees for the military for 20-something years and retired. They got a big shop right there at Donelson Air. Across from the National Guard Armory. And I don't think they have anybody that's coming by to visit them. Won't you swing by there one day and talk with a man by the name of Wayne Lawson? He's the assistant supervisor there. And I'm sure they'll let you pull a truck in there and sit and talk with the guys and let them come in and look and this, that, and the other. But I don't think they got anybody that's taking care of them.
Was that at again, Chad?
Donelson Air Base, off of 291.
That's technically not my area. There's a new start. He just started last week in that area. So we'll let him see if he can go in there or not, and I'll point him in that direction.
Well, they got nobody servicing the shop. Now, the military provides all of their tools and their snap-on tools, but they're not allowed to exchange the tools with the snap-on guy. They have to go through the system to exchange their tools, and the toolboxes that they issue them, it's a pretty good toolbox, but they don't have everything they need. It just would be beneficial to both parties to just have them swing by. The contact's name is Wayne Lawson, and you can tell the new guy that Chad Hightower sent me by, and just talk with Wayne, and they'll let him pull a truck out there and let the mechanics. You should have 13, 14 mechanics in there. They're all in uniform, and they'll flock to the truck. Trust me.
Well, I will pass the information along. And always glad to pick up some extra shots.
Our satellite shop in Greer. I'm not sure what road is, but they got three or four mechanics there. Not a very big shop, but like I said, nobody's servicing them either. And I can give you a point of contact or a name to talk to there. Got three young mechanics that work there 2 or 3 days a week. And I know for a fact nobody's dropping by.
Well, you got to be careful of these places. Some of them won't let us come in because of, I really don't know, regulations they call it. But so we got to be careful about coming in on those places.
Trust me, bud, this ain't like this. It's not what you think. But if you don't want to swing by there, hey, that's fine. I'm just letting you know. If you want to, you know, swing by and try to get a little business, there are a couple of mechanics there that would love to see the Matco or tool truck come by of any sort. And yeah, so I'll give you a point of contact for that if that make you feel better, if you're interested. If not, that's okay, too.
About that, I was watching traffic, got some speed racers out here on 25 today. But no, I don't mind going by. It's just, I was letting you know, we got to be careful about some of that stuff.
I understand. But like I said, if you need clearance of some sort, just let me know. I'll get in contact with the guy there, and not a big deal at all. But anyway, you have a good morning.
Other than the rain and cold, my sinuses are killing me today.
Now I'm gimping around like Festus. I got a left foot that's really, really bothering me with plantar fasciitis. And, man, I don't know if you've ever had that, but it is just, it's just knocked the wind out of my sails. I just can't even hardly walk.
And I've ever had that, so I'll have to take your word for it. But I hate you going through it.
Because I'm always on the go and always busy and doing and this, that, and the other, and there ain't much I can do for it, but I'm supposed to rub my bottom of my foot on a bottle of frozen water 4 or 5 times a day, take a whole bunch of ibuprofen, and if that's not better in 2 months, then I'm going to have to go up and get some injections in the bottom of my foot. And man, I'm trying everything I can not to do that.
On that.
Attention, with the fuel situation, did you think any better or worse, or what'd you notice today?
It's to be hit and miss. Most stations are getting fuel, but a lot of them are still out of fuel. Your bigger chains tended to have fuel today.
Not as difficult as it was yesterday, in other words.
Not from what I've seen, but now if this goes on for a couple of weeks, it could get worse. I'm sure it'll get worse.
I think it could get a little difficult. All right, so you go all the way up 25 to on into North Carolina, right?
I just crossed the state line.
Okay, well, I got a radio question for you. So I got a 2980R Yaesu that I'm talking on right now up at the deer camp, and I'm thinking about putting this thing in my truck. Do I need to put some kind of choke or something on the power lead coming from the battery, because this thing does put out 80 watts, and I got some pretty sensitive electronics inside that truck. Is there anything special I need to do, or anything special I need to know?
Four HKX. What year truck you have?
A Dodge Ram 2500.
I don't think you have a problem. I'd run the power wires right straight to the battery, though. You're going to run that kind of watt.
Just because that wattage is available, I don't plan on running it continuous, because I can move all the way up Highway 11 off of a little handy-talkie with 5 watts. But sometimes it gets a little picket fancy on me, and I'm just trying to figure out some way to get around that.
ID5100 right now, and it's set on, 15 watts, I believe it is. And it carries me all over wherever I'm going. I don't have any trouble out of it.
Patrick, you start to pick a fence pretty bad. I know you got some bad spots up 25 you got to deal with, but I'll let you head on. It's getting difficult to understand what you're saying, but hey, brother, you have a good day. This is KO4NUE stationed out of Liberty. 7-3s to you, and have a safe journey today, bud.
4 HKX, clear.